So December 25th, 2024 is a Christmas that our family will always remember. We had just settled into we'd had brunch and the day was panning out well. It was a classic Christmas day in Tochinui at the beach, like we've been doing now for some 100 years. 50 years, sorry, yeah, 50. And I was roped into this when I first married Jo, and it's been a family tradition. So we were all excited, and as a family we were there. And we'd finished, and I noticed Hayley and Dan were sort of on the phone, and they'd been fine. But there was, Hayley just sort of felt that there was something not quite right. So they went into the local clinic to have a checkup, and then suddenly we got the call that there was a problem. And we didn't know about it. We didn't have a clue. She didn't know about it. But God knew.
Yeah.
Something in her said something not right. Her baby had stopped moving for some hours, and that wasn't normal, although it is normal for that to happen. Didn't seem normal to her, so she thought she should get it checked out. She didn't know that there was anything going on. But God knew. And so we got the call that Hayley was being medevaced to Nelson from Takaka for an emergency birth. And Dan was driving over, and we suddenly realised that we were in God's hands. And we didn't know what the outcome would be. And we had no control over the situation. We didn't know whether Hayley would even survive having an emergency caesarean. We didn't know what the outcome would be for the little baby, or for Dan driving to Nelson frantically from Takaka. We didn't know, but God knew. It was out of our hands, but it was in God's hands.
Yep.
And as time went by, we realised that actually it was a critical and crucial situation. Had Hayley been an hour later, little B would have died. At least that's what we told him. We don't know, but God knew. Her hemoglobin, technical things, had dropped to 20, and it was unsurvivable. And nothing we could do about it. It was in God's hands. And so as time went by, hundreds of people prayed for Hayley and for Beatrix, and for Dan and our family. And for that we're grateful. And hundreds of people have prayed. And the Lord has chosen to answer those prayers.
Amen.
And save that little baby. Now, we don't know what the future holds, but God knows. And as I was preparing a sermon and on Psalm 37, and I have been for a while, and I just really couldn't get my head around that. And then Bruce said to me, "Have you thought at all about Psalm 139? And I said, "Yeah, I have, actually. I've thought a lot about that." And it was almost as though at the start of this week, God said to me, "Just do Psalm 139. And I know it's been done already this year, but God knew. Let me read that psalm. "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there Your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even in the darkness, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, you saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, God knows me. He searches our hearts and lives. He knows me. He knows my every deed. He knows my ways, my tendencies, my character. He knows my thoughts and he knows my heart. At that desperate time for our family and for little Beatrix, he knew. And in our anxiety, in our pain, in our apprehension of what could be, what might be, he was there. And all the while, just conscious that we're not entitled to a free pass in this. But we ask for it. We ask for protection, for healing, for safety. And he provided. And he knows. He knows me. He knows. He knew Beatrix. Even then, he knew her. And he hears me. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. He hears me. He hears me when my words fail. When my desperate cry is silent and not enough. He hears. He knows. And he is present. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the mountains, you are there. To the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Even when I run from God, he remains present. Even if I fall away and become lost, he's within reach. Even when I hide from him, when I'm ashamed, he is present. When I'm lost in the darkness, he's ever present, guiding me and caring for me. I don't know where you're at in your life and how things have gone for you over this past year and what things look like for you ahead. And maybe your job is uncertain. Maybe your marriage is uncertain. Maybe your health is uncertain. He is present, even in our darkness, even in our despair, in our anxiety. He is present. Even if we don't get the answer to prayer that we desperately long for, He is present. He holds us. He guides the way. And He holds me. We were trying to explain to Grace how small little Beatrix was. And she had a doll. It was even smaller than that. And this little mite who was in God's hands and remains in God's hands. He holds me. Verse 5, it says, "You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eye saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." You see, God designed you. And He designed me. He designed this little baby. And He brought life to us. And He has a plan for our lives. No, it doesn't happen by chance. All the days that are ordained for us are planned by Him. And He holds me. And even when you are going through hardship, and even when it becomes terribly uncertain as to what's coming up and you're anxious, you can trust that He holds you, that He is there, that you can reach out to Him even though you can't see Him in the darkness. He holds me. And He's in control. He's in control. He is sovereign. Despite men's godless ways or the ways of this world, despite the opposing forces of evil, which are real, even though we don't see them, despite the circumstances of our lives, here and now or in the future, He is in control. He knows us. He hears us. He holds us. And He's in control. That's a God worth serving, isn't it? That's a life and a faith worth hanging on to. Because in this life, there is so little hope outside of ourselves, which is nothing. The world has no hope in this eternal God who knows us, who hears us, who holds us, and who is in control. And He is eternal. And this is not a temporary thing. And it's not as if He just helps us through life with relative health and well-being. He holds our lives eternally. And He invites us into a relationship with Him, an eternal relationship. This God is an intimate God. He's not some being out there that's controlling things. He longs to engage and interact in my life, in my heart, in my daily walk. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. The offensive ways within us, the sin of our heart, tend to distance us from God, though he holds us, because he knows us. It's not surprising to him. But he leads us in the way everlasting. And so as we finish here this morning, and as you go into another week, we're starting a new year. Let's grab hold of this faith that we have with fresh eyes. I know I have. I know our family has. That trust in a God who answers prayer because he knows and he hears and he holds us and he's in control and he's eternal. Amen.